And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil and for sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I shew thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about, and thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof. And 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and thou shalt put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark, that the ark may be born with them. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work shalt thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee.
And I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Thou shalt also make a table of shittim wood. 2 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof,
and a cubit and a half the height thereof.
And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about.
And thou shalt make unto it a border of an handbreadth round about.
And thou shalt make a golden crown to the border thereof.
For it four rings of gold,
and put the rings in the four corners
that are on the 4 feet thereof.
Over against the border shall the rings be, for places of the staves to bear the table.
And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood,
and
dishes thereof, and spoons thereof, and covers thereof, and bowls thereof, to cover withal.
Of pure gold shalt thou make them.
His bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same.
And six branches shall come out of the sides of it.
Three branches of the candlestick out of the one side,
and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side.
Three bowls made like two almonds,
with a knot and a flower in one branch,
and three bowls made like almonds in the other branch,
with a knot and a flower.
So when the six branches that come out of the candlestick,
and in the candlestick shall be four bowls made
there shall be a knot under two branches of the same, and a knot under two branches of the same, and a knot under two branches of the same,
according to the six branches that proceed out of the candlestick.
Their knots and their branches shall be
the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it.
And the tongs thereof, and the snuff dishes thereof,
shall be of pure gold, of a talent of pure gold.
Shall he make it with all these vessels?
And look that thou make them after their pattern,
which was shewed thee in the mount.